Hey, I got here a bit early. I hope that's okay. Can I come in? I brought your mail. I stopped by the box on my way. Here you go. Oh, yeah, coffee sounds good. You already know how I take it. I mean... So, this is kind of weird, isn't it? Seeing each other again, a year after our divorce. Still feels so weird to say it. I mean, you were my first boyfriend, first love, first everything. I really thought we'd be together forever, but... Well, you never know how these things are going to go. He's good, yeah. Adjusting still. It's not easy to watch your parents split up, we both know that. So, it's going to take some time. He's psyched to come stay with you this weekend, though. Yeah, he's got his bag all packed and everything. I guess we're lucky we get along so well. At least we didn't have to deal with any custody drama, right? Thanks. Coffee's great, as always. You have a real knack for flavors. So, how have you been? Am I allowed to ask you that? This is all really unfamiliar territory for me. Usually people don't really have amicable splits, so I'm not sure what to do. You've been good. That's good. Me too. I've been working a lot, yeah. Spending time with our son. Getting used to what it's like to be a single parent. And I still have trouble saying that part out loud. Because you're still very much involved. I know I'm lucky. So what did you want to talk about? I was kind of surprised to get your message. I wasn't sure exactly how to mark the occasion. First anniversary of a breakup feels like such a strange thing to, I don't know, celebrate? Is that what we're doing? Celebrating the demise of our marriage? Well, have you been dating? Getting back out there? You can tell me if you have. It's not like you owe me anything. You want me to answer first? Okay, well, honestly, no, I haven't. I don't think I'm fully over everything yet. Fully over you, is what I mean. Well, we practically grew up together. I've known you for most of my life, and you're the person I experienced so many new things with. It's been hard to go through things without you. I guess I got so used to you always being there that I thought you always would be. Right, the box of keepsakes. We've been putting this off long enough, I think. Although, I'm not sure I'm ready to face it. I'm surprised you didn't just throw it out. Whoa, hey, no. I wasn't trying to insult you, I just meant it might have been too painful to keep. A box full of wedding photos and mementos, I mean, who needs the constant reminder of something going wrong? How did it go wrong? What happened to us? I don't know, it was like one day you just checked out. And having a kid, don't get me wrong, I love our son more than my next breath, but I don't know if I was really ready to become a mom. I never saw myself that way before. All the hormones and sleepless nights, stress is piling up, financial issues... It's like there was all this outside pressure crashing down and I just couldn't take it anymore. And neither could you. We were miserable for the first time together. And it was kind of hard not to feel like there's a whole part of life we'd missed out on, and I get that. We never dated other people, never got the chance to learn what it's like to be on our own as adults, right? Yeah, I wasn't hurt when you told me you wanted to explore. I was hurt when you treated me like I was holding you back, when all I was really trying to do was hold it together. I was a new mom struggling to figure myself out, and I didn't handle it as well as I should have. And you were a new dad trying to navigate how to be a husband and father. I don't know. Maybe we were always doomed to fail. I spent a lot of time really angry at you. Toward the end, I felt wholly unsupported. I know now that most of that was communication issues, and we have to keep in mind we married really young without fully understanding what it's like or what it takes. We really thought love would be enough. Until it wasn't. And I'm sad about that because you really are a good man. Yes, you are the best man I've ever known. And you took a huge chance on me, considering my past. I didn't have an easy childhood, and it has definitely had an effect on me. Same goes for you. So, in some ways, we were really chaotic together. And we had a lot of good times too, though, didn't we? You're pretty romantic and sexy and kinky to boot. It was wonderful getting to explore that side of things together. I definitely miss it. We had our issues, but that's one area in which we were really great. And our conversations. Remember in college when we would wrap ourselves in a blanket and spend all night on the roof talking? God. We talked about everything, didn't we? Look. This is one of the photos we took up there. Look how young we are. Holy crap. Time flies. Yeah, I'm okay. I promise. It's just looking at all these memories makes me sad. I miss you. A lot. I miss how things used to be. All the good things, the way we used to laugh, what our first year in our first house was like. Raising our son together. Those are all moments I wouldn't change for the world. Do you think we gave up too soon? It's not as if there was some big blowout fight that led to us separating. It was more of a slow leak of happiness until it felt like there was none left. But this past year, it hasn't been easy at all. I thought if things weren't working for us that we'd be happier apart, but to be honest with you, I really haven't been. I've never stopped loving you. It just felt like the passion was gone and I didn't know how to bring it back. We talked about dating, but have you, you know, been with anyone since? No, I haven't. I thought I'd feel free to explore and try new things, but new things didn't feel worth trying without you. I didn't want anyone else. I don't want anyone else. Is that pathetic? It must be pathetic to show up on your ex-husband's doorstep on the anniversary of your divorce and practically throw yourself at him. But I don't know. Am I crazy? Do you still feel anything for me? Maybe we could do something a little bit unorthodox. Maybe we could start over. As if we never married and never divorced, we could try dating each other. There's a way we could find out if there's still anything left between us. stand right there, and I'll stand in front of you. Put your hands on my hips. Pull me closer, and brush your lips with mine. Like this. Like our first kiss all over again. Wow. You're still. You still have a very real effect on me. If you know what I mean. Don't break whatever spell this is. Just be quiet and kiss me. God. I forgot how good it feels to kiss you. How perfect you taste. The touch of your tongue in my mouth. Kissing you feels like coming home again. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. We shouldn't be doing this. I should go. I'm so sorry. I don't want us to break each other's hearts. And if I keep kissing you and you keep holding me like this, I'm gonna fall in love all over again. Do you want that? Can we handle that? What if it ends badly again? What if we're making a mistake? What if we aren't? Screw it. I need you. Oh, my body has felt so empty without you inside it. Without you filling my senses, grounding me in reality while simultaneously sending me to the stars. I need you. Damn everything. Forget my ego. I need you. I need you to touch me everywhere. Slide your hands up and down my sides. Grip my hips. Pull me against your body. Can you feel my hardened nipples pressing into you? I've missed having your hands on them. I miss the sting of your teeth on my skin and the soothing of your tongue. We're wearing too many clothes. I need to feel you. I want you to see me. A year without your eyes and hands and mouth on my body has been way too long. A year without your cock in my mouth has been too long. I crave you. I've been fiending for you. Will you please let me suck you? Show you exactly how much I've missed you. Yeah. Oh. God. Oh, I've been dreaming about this. God, you taste the same. Doesn't your cock feel so familiar in my mouth? Oh God, you want it so bad. Mm. mouth has always belonged to you. I couldn't imagine being with anyone else like this. Oh my God. I can't get enough of your cup. Touch me. Touch me everywhere. Play with my tits. Leave your mark on them. I've always loved the way you squeeze me. Yes, kiss down my belly. The belly that you've come all over so many times. The belly that bore our child. Still soft and firm. God. My body has changed so much over the years, but I still feel so beautiful in your hands. Your body has changed too. So new and so familiar at the same time. Please, please give me your tongue where I need it most. Oh, God. It's been so long since I felt you between my legs. Oh, God. Licking and kissing, sucking my clit into your mouth. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I missed you. I missed you so much. Oh, God. That's right. Oh, yes. Slide your fingers deep inside my pussy. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God, you know my body so fucking well. You know exactly where to touch me and where to lick me. Oh my God, yes. No, fuck. Oh my God. Baby. I need you inside me. Yeah. I need you to drive your cock deep in my pussy. I need you home again, baby. Come home. Give me your cock. Oh, fuck. I always forget how fucking strong you are. It's like nothing to you to pick me up. Bounce me on your cock. You know how much I love being used. Like a slutty little fuckhole. I've also been so safe in your arms for so long. God, you make me feel safe again. Oh, my God, baby. Oh, my God. Oh my God, yes, please.
Oh, don't ever stop fucking me. Oh, God. I'm so helpless in your arms with your cock driving in and out of my needy fucking pussy. Yes. Oh, my God, baby. Yes. You're gonna make me come. Yes. God, yes, don't stop. Set me down, baby. Yeah. Come on my tits. Like you used to. Slide your cock between them and thrust until you explode all over me. Oh, there you go. I want to feel you painting my skin with your cum. Oh, yeah, look at me. Look at me massaging your dick with my tits. That's it. Oh, yeah. My tits feel so nice, don't they? Come for me, sweetheart. Yes. Give me every ounce of you. That's it. I'm gonna make you come, baby. Just using my tits. God, there's so much. I've always been good at training your balls, haven't I? And do I still look as pretty as I used to with your cum all over my face? Smiling up at you like a filthy slut. Your filthy slut. Shit. It's almost time to go pick up our son. Give me a sec to, go clean myself up. That was, really something, wasn't it? We didn't really get very far in that box of memories, though, did we? I guess we decided to make some new memories instead. There. How do I look? Flushed? Satiated? Well, I'm definitely satisfied. And, a little confused. Nervous. Did we really just do that? Whoa, hey, no. I didn't say I regret it. Quite the opposite. I think we should take a few days to process this. And then maybe we can talk about where to go from here. But I do want to, you know, go somewhere from here. If you do.
And, why don't you text me later tonight? And thank you for being you. And for reminding me who I am.